Hour to Five with us, no stranger to our airwaves, from the Crockett Foundation. We have Henry Crockett. How you doing today, Henry?
Doing great, Rodney. How you doing?
Quite well. For folks that don't know about you and Zach, tell us about the Crockett Foundation and how you got to where you are at this point.
Me and Zach, we both are former NFL players, and once we retired, we decided that we wanted to start our own nonprofit to focus on literacy and STEM with kids, because we have a love for kids. We understand the importance of giving back, so we wanted to come back and give back that way. And from that point, it led to us really starting our coding program that we're so excited about right now.
STEM education is very important for our kids, and Henry, you and Zach started a coding academy. I think it's going to be the first of its kind in Broward County.
The coding is teaching us commands, and whenever you see websites built, videos, games made, that is all is done by coding. And so we thought, you know, we look at the kids and we understand how much these kids love video games. So we say to ourselves, why don't we just teach the kids the back end of the video games, let them understand the importance and what this world is actually moving towards is coding, so we can get them ahead of the game. They'll be so much farther advanced than the other kids. There's going to be so many job opportunities for these kids. So if we can get them focused on that right now, I think it would be great for them.
And the Crockett Foundation, Henry, you have a coding academy, and you have these kids go to a college campus. And this is at Broward College. Which campus?
For the Broward North campus on college, which is a great opportunity for kids. It's mainly focused on middle school students. And it's the first time it's ever been done where kids actually, we call it from middle school to college, the kids actually take the coding academy. It's actually taken on the campus. So the last hour of the day, the kids leave middle school and go to Broward College and take the class. And we've been fortunate enough to work with Broward County Schools that the kids will get a high school credit that will turn into a college credit once they finish the course.
Henry, it's a wonderful program. You're teaching middle school students the coding aspect of all the video games, all the things that they see on the internet, the back end of the business. And by the time they make it to high school, they get those credits. And by the time they get to high school, they make college credits. How can parents get their children involved with the coding academy?
Well, you can go to CrockettFoundation.org and learn more about it, or you can call at 954-200-1924. 954-200-1924.
And Henry, what grades are these kids in?
Grades from 6th to 8th grade right now. We start out in 6th to 8th grade, and with the hope to move into all the schools in Broward County, and eventually those kids will turn into high school students. We hope they get an opportunity to push to high school as well.
The Crockett Foundation Coding Academy is underway. What schools are you partnering with right now, the 6th to 8th graders?
Right now, we partner with Broward College and Deerfield Beach Middle School. I think they're fortunate enough to actually partner with Deerfield Beach Middle School, because the principal, Francine Bond, has been amazing. She's a forward thinker, and she thinks outside the box. No, I was really, in the beginning, I was kind of really nervous about putting the kids that we serve, because we're not dealing with all A students. So I was kind of nervous in the beginning. But what I learned with the kids that wasn't performing as well in school in grades, little DF students, they performed the best in this coding program.
So you're saying even some of the D and F students, they perform well in this coding academy.
So it made me so excited. So that's why I was able to turn this program into a year-round program. So I think it's important that we don't look past the kids that's not performing that well in grades, because they might be able to speak to the commands of the computer. If you find a kid that's a DF student, that is a DF student, they could be a great coder. But let's not rule those kids out.
Henry, you and your brother Zach are doing some wonderful things in our community. What's the website for the Crockett Foundation?
Foundation website is www.crockettfoundation.org. That's www.crockettfoundation.org. And you can go on our website and look at our various programs that we have. School is Cool, that's in partnership with Community Foundation, to our iHealth program, that's partnership with United Way. We partnered with Leadership Broward, and they changed the name because they actually going to take this program and market it for us and make sure that it has sustainability. It's now it's called the CIA, Crockett Foundation CIA, which stands for Coding in Academics.
You and your brother are making a dynamic impact on our community after your tenure in the NFL from the Crockett Foundation. It's the Coding Academy. Henry Crockett, thank you for your time.
And Ryan, thanks for the opportunity to come on and talk about coding.